Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. I'll be in for Joe the rest of the week. Rhea Hughes is here. Devin Caney is here. And sitting to my right, John Ritchie. Richie Rich.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, John. What's going on? How you feeling today?
I feel good. There are more pyramids in Sudan than there are in Africa.
Is that right?
They're an incredible number more. 255 known pyramids in Sudan. And in Egypt, it's about 118. Some people estimate up to 138. But 138 at the most in Egypt compared to 255 in Sudan. Sudan wins.
That is shocking.
The pyramid contest.
That's shocking information because you think of pyramids and you do Egypt. Associate them with Egypt.
Egypt only. Sudan at all.
That is a very interesting fact. I'm glad that you enlightened us with something like that to start the day, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for being here.
I will be here. I'll be here the rest of the week. You got a lot
so
of me
you
the rest
just
of the week.
Talk, you just talk 24 hours per day.
I was on the afternoon show yesterday. I was on the afternoon show Monday. I'm in today. I got plenty of energy. I'll be with you the next couple days as well. So I'm very excited for it. 12 hours.
Talkative Tom.
The next few days. That's right.
Talkative Tom.
And boy, do we have lot to talk about today, guys. And where we'll start, the All-Star game. I know all you guys stayed up. I know everybody was fired up the All-Star game last night. Was this the first ever All-Star swing-off?
Yes.
Were they? Okay, it was. Yes. So the All-Star game ends in a 6-6 tie last night. They go to a home run derby swing-off, and the hero, the guy who wins it for the National League, Kyle Schwarber, unbelievable performance. Kyle Schwarber, the MVP. Now, again, this is me not studying before the show. Maybe somebody has this information. I don't remember the last time a Phillies player was the MVP of the All-Star game. At least
Johnny Callison, I think I read
Callison's
that somewhere.
Callison's the only other one ever.
Okay, there you go. Thank you to Rhea and Buzz for that
we
info.
We read. Tom, you should try reading.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a big reader. I knew Buzz would be right on that one.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, but Kyle Schwarber wins the MVP in the swing-off. And I thought it was kind of fun. You know, the All-Star game is what it is now. It doesn't mean a whole lot. Not what it used to be. And we'll get into All-Star stuff throughout the course of the show. But Kyle Schwarber ends up being the star. And Kyle Schwarber, I guess that was kind of the exclamation point on what was an incredible first half for Kyle Schwarber. I mean, he hits 30-plus home runs in the first half of the season. And, you know, we're talking during the meeting before the show today. And we're talking about the midday show, and they put together this top five idea where we're putting together the top five athletes of the last quarter century. And I'd say kind of a revelation from John this morning. John, you would have Kyle Schwarber on your top five list. Is that correct?
Well, in light of, holy cow, last night's fireworks, and just let's take a step back and evaluate what Kyle Schwarber really is here. He is the leader of this Phillies team. I think he's trying to take the lead and lead this Phillies clubhouse. You know, Bryce Harper is a superstar, but I think Kyle Schwarber, with everything that he gives back in the community, think of it, you see him everywhere. You see his face doing projects out. You know,
you go into a Wawa, all you see is Kyle Schwarber.
It's incredible the way he gives back. And you know, he came here already established in Major League Baseball as a world champion, you know, a guy who had been playing at the highest level, you know, Boston, and then, you know, prior to that, in Chicago for all those years, you know, World Series champion, giving back in that city. I mean, it's too bad that we, you know, I'm a little jealous that we haven't had him younger in his career, more longer for his career, because you know how much he seems to truly care and give back, and it's genuine. And I appreciate that part of it, but the guy's a good person. The guy is a great, unbelievable swinger of a bat. The quickness, the I don't know, the hand The bat speed, the hand quickness, the hand strength, the hand speed, the bat, whatever, the velocity he generates, just the whip.
So
man, it is awesome. Anyway, he's his career is special.
So last night put him on the top five list for you.
It has to. I'm not saying he's there. I'm saying he's. I was troubled that I'm thinking, holy cow, does he displace Donovan McNabb as my number five athlete of the last 25 years? Donovan McNabb was my five. Kyle Schwarber is my six. I know that for sure.
Well,
should Kyle Schwarber be on my list is the question here. In light of his awesomeness.
Let me just stop you right there, John. I'll just start with this. I think you're crazy. I think it's crazy for Kyle Schwarber to be in consideration to be in the top five.
And Why is that? Just 4 years in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of great athletes over the last 25 years. Kyle Schwarber's great, but Kyle Schwarber wouldn't be on my list. Kyle Schwarber, I mean, would probably be the third current Philly that I'd even consider behind Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler. But I want to know from people out there today, would any current athlete on any of the teams, would any of them be on your top five list of athletes over the last 25 years? And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494, because nobody would for me. Like, nobody playing currently on the Phillies, on the Eagles, even coming off that incredible season. My top five would be Allen Iverson, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Brandon Graham, Brian Dawkins. Nobody currently
playing.
Not even
Lane, he said. Lane Johnson. Brandon Graham?
No. Well, Brandon Graham's not active, though. Brandon is on my list, but he did just retire, so I wouldn't have anybody current on my list. What about you, Reed? Do you have anybody currently on your list?
Well, I made a mistake on my list, so hopefully Giulio hasn't published it yet. I was listening to him and Ruben Frank yesterday, and I thought he was kind of building to it towards the end of the week, and I thought it was just my top five Eagles of all time. So if he put my list out there, I am not an idiot. I'm going to redo it this morning and do my top five. I'm seriously considering Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
I just am. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's, you know, went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes in the first one and was the MVP of the second one. And so I would have had Donovan on there. You know, Donovan drove me nuts, but I've always thought that he was the greatest quarterback in Eagles history. But I have to consider it.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in with this top five quarter century idea the Midday Show putting together. Who would be on your list from the current teams? Now, it hurts me not to put like a Bryce Harper on there, not to put a Zach Wheeler on there, any of the current Eagles, but I can't just let recency bias displace some of the great athletes in the history of this town.
I think I just displaced again while Rhea was talking. I still haven't submitted my list to the midday yet. So
we're going to be kind of workshopping and putting your list together throughout the course of the show.
We're going to workshop.
Oh, yeah. Man. I think I just removed Lane Johnson from my list. We're talking about, do we have any current players on our list? I'm thinking, how did I not include Allen Iverson? Allen Iverson was
exactly
what he changed. He changed so much.
He's the way
people looked at basketball in a lot of ways.
It's the lone bright spot for an organization that's been a dumpster fire for 40 years. Like, the only fond memories that I have of the Sixers. The only time I've seen them, forget a finals. The only time I've ever seen them go to a conference finals was in 2001 without Iverson.
Ignited everyone's like spirit for basketball. Like he was the catalyst. So, you know, he's got to be on there somewhere. I do think he has to jump in there, but I don't feel like I can remove Donovan McNabb, even though I'm thinking of removing him for our current player, Kyle Schwarber. What am I to do?
I love Donovan. I don't even have Donovan on my list.
I mean, if you look at Donovan McNabb and Kyle Schwarber, it's kind of an interesting comparison because Donovan, neither are on my list, but I mean, both have kind of almost gotten their team there. Kyle Schwarber is still active, so he still has a chance to actually win with this current Phillies team. But Donovan McNabb, like almost similar in that it was, you know, he brought them to the Super Bowl and lost, brought them to a million NFC championship games and lost, won a few. I mean, won.
He just changed
but Kyle
the culture.
Schwarber like has helped the Phillies make it to the postseason.
I think Kyle's changing the culture
too. So in a way, it's like similar,
too.
But they just haven't gotten it done yet. And because of that, neither of them, in my opinion, deserve to be on a top five quarter century list.
Well, I agree with John in the sense that Donovan McNabb, it was coming out of that era of the 90s Eagles football, where Eagles football was, I mean, largely irrelevant. And Donovan and Andy, and that's why I kind of view that era as fondly as I do, because they turned everything around and made this organization relevant. And I really am curious to get the audience's take on this.
I disagree with that.
Well, I know you're an Andy hater.
Well,
Rhea.
I don't like it. No, what they did was amazing, but they began to become relevant again with Dick Vermeil, and it certainly skyrocketed with Buddy Ryan. And then the sustained success came with Andy. But this notion that the Eagles, you know, arrived with Andy Reid. It's always bothered me.
Well, nationally, I think they kind of did. Like, I don't think, like, the Buddy Ryan era, I get that it was people. Yeah, but those teams didn't win anything.
No, they didn't win, but I'm talking about the way he tapped into what this fan base was. That was that, and that, yeah. Listen, Randall was my favorite quarterback, and he never won.
Right,
playoff game.
I'm talking about out of both sides of my mouth a little bit because
Andy and Donovan did not literally birth the Philadelphia Eagles during their.
I get it.
That's my contention.
Right, I get it. But I also look at like a guy like Allen Iverson, and that's why I think he's got to be on
my
list because he's somebody who really captured the city, captured the emotion of the city, and captured the fan base. But want to know from you to start the show as we're doing the top five athletes over the last 25 years, would any current Philadelphia athlete be on your list? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. So nobody would be for me. So John, in the end, who is on your list currently? Current athletes.
Jason Kelce is my number one. Jalen Hurts is my number two. Brian Dawkins, number three. Allen Iverson, number four. And Donovan McNabb, number five.
So Jalen Hurts is your only current athlete on the list. I have nobody. Do you have anybody current on the list, Evan?
Currently, I have Jalen Hurts and Lane Johnson.
Okay, Jalen Hurts and Lane Johnson. And Rhea has Jalen Hurts.
I have Lane, but I'm John, I'm workshopping.
Well, you're workshopping.
I'm workshopping since I got the premise completely wrong.
Yeah.
But right now, I have AI, Lane, Jimmy Rollins, and I have the other two slots open.
Okay, there you go. So we'll put that together throughout the course of the show. But want to know from you, any current athlete on any of the teams, would they be in your top five list of athletes over the last 25 years? You want to get in on that, you're welcome to. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Plenty of stuff to get through throughout the course of the show. When we get back, we will talk a little more about the All-Star game that happened last night. We'll hear a little bit from Kyle Schwarber, who did win the MVP award. The MVP of the swing-off, which I got to say, I mean, this is a fun idea. Let's just replace extra innings.
I don't
with
always
a
love
swing-off
gimmicks,
regular
but I love
season.
This one.
This is awesome. I mean, could you imagine a late September game at Citizens Bank Park, and you're sending Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper up the plate for a swing-off instead
Incredible.
Of extra innings?
I think it's cool, too, man.
You distort it with this zombie runner thing anyway. If we're going to, you know, make a mockery of the game, let's at least have some fun with it. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. Sports Radio 94 WIP. 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today and the rest of the week. Celebrating a National League victory in the All-Star game. Kyle Schwarber, the MVP, first time since Johnny Callison that a Phillies player wins the MVP. And Kyle Schwarber did it in unconventional fashion.
Without getting a hit.
Without a hit during the game. But he ends up being the star of the swing-off in which the NL wins. Now,
only the fifth win for the NL this century.
Wow. There you go. That's pretty crazy stat there. But let's face it. This is a little bit of a sham, the swing-off. Now, Kyle Schwarber would have been in it, but kind of hilarious the way it played out. Because the way it works is they go to the swing-off, and you only get to choose, three guys per team?
No, before the game, it's decided, which I think is very interesting. But prior to the game, players volunteer to be chosen to have this opportunity to do this, to represent their team?
Well, I mean, I think it. I think players should be told to do it. I think they should be able to decide after the game. But this is the thing: like, they physically couldn't have Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge do it.
You want to know why?
They left.
They left.
They weren't even there. They weren't even in the building anymore. Mm-hmm. Kind of makes a little bit of a sham in the game. Like, you get voted into the All-Star
Long
game.
Long gone.
Isn't the least you can do to stay and watch the end of the game and act like you care a little bit?
It's kind of lame.
I mean, does that bother anybody else?
I mean, so hear me out. Like, with All-Star games, I think, like, I respect what Zach Wheeler did, where you make it, and if you've been several times, these guys play every single day. I would take the measly 4-day break that I'm given for the All-Star break, and part of me is always like, oh, I wonder if the guys who actually make the All-Star team are, like, kind of mad about it. Not mad, but like, oh, I have to go do this thing because I made the All-Star. Like, I would kind of feel that way. I would want to take the vacation.
I don't know.
I would probably get out of there too.
I think you got to stay. Like, if you're at the game.
If you're there, then you should stay.
But
like, you should have just opted out if you didn't want to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, like, the least you could do, sit in the dugout for an extra 4 innings and act like you care and celebrate with the rest of your squad if you win the thing. I don't know. Just feel like it's a little disrespectful to the game.
Brad Lidge at the state of the 15th inning back in the day.
Yeah, it cheapens the game a little bit. But it was exciting to see Kyle Schwarber do what he did last night. Here was Kyle Schwarber-esque after the game being interviewed on Fox and kind of talking about how everything went down.
Well, you made some history. What was it like to participate in that?
It was interesting. Exciting, fun. There's a lot of guys who deserve this, but I'm happy that it's going home with us to Philly.
You know, take me through when your thought process. Was it once you got one, do you just get red hot like a three-point shooter? What was your thought process going in, knowing you only had 3 swings?
Oh, man. Just trying to not hit a home run, I guess. Just trying to stay short, because if I would have tried to hit a home run, I would probably hit my guys over there. But just happy that it worked out for us and the National League's going home with a win.
You got a great reception, though. Guys were jumping on you. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. The guys were really into it, and they were yelling, screaming, cheering me on every swing, and then when that last one goes over, they were all pumped. It was a lot of fun.
It was cool to see Schwarber do what he did, especially, you know, he got, I guess, an appropriate reaction from the Atlanta crowd, and he's introduced booed.
And he's laughing.
From the Philadelphia Phillies, DH Kyle Schwarber.
He didn't give the Chase Utley response that he got in 08.
Which was the best ever.
Yeah, the bleep you.
I
thought it was really cool. And honest, like, I'm not kidding when I say this should replace extra innings in Major League Baseball. Like, this would be so much more exciting, would it not?
I'm with you, man.
Would you not love that?
I am pretty sure it's not influenced by my, you know, overly positive feelings that Kyle Schwarber did it, and, you know, like, this was, it gave us some awesome pub, you know, like, it made us feel like we're the winners of the All-Star game. I'm all for it, man. It's quick, it's easy, and I think we got one of the best in the world guys to do it.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome. Like,
Phillies are going to win the division with an L screen on the field.
That would be great.
It gets to like 12 plus innings.
I like the shootout.
Like a certain amount of innings, like in hockey. Like, once you pass a certain amount of overtimes, or soccer, like, you just go to a shootout.
When everybody's just ready to go home,
yeah,
it's like,
when
all right,
you're like, all right, let's just call it,
you know. But you're playing baseball a different way anyway. Like, you have this thing where there's a runner on second base.
Yeah.
That's not real baseball.
I hate that.
If we're not going to play real baseball, then let's have some fun with
it. More.
Yeah. And teams could construct their rosters around, you know, having good home run derby people.
I wonder if that would affect, like, emphasis on pitching, though, you know, because then if you just need to mash it, then just bring in big bats, and who needs a bullpen in that situation, right?
Well, and of course, I'm not endorsing this for, like, the playoffs. This would be strictly a regular season thing. Because in the playoffs, they don't do the zombie runner anyway.
Yeah.
So there you could just plate.
Just do it normally.
You're completely into gimmicks.
Yeah. Well,
gimmicks work for all-star games.
Rhea, that was fun.
I loved it. No,
was
I
fun.
Loved it, but you can't do it in a regular season game.
Why not? I mean, you don't think the zombie runner's a gimmick?
Wins and losses are going to come down to whether the 65-year-old coach can throw a strike?
Yes. That's awesome stuff. That would be great. But you want to get in 215-592-9494. Do you think that the swing-off should replace extra innings in baseball, should replace a zombie
now
runner?
You've lost your mind.
I'm just trying
you've
to have
on
some
the air
fun
too
here.
Long.
I think it's a great idea. I wasn't in support until I actually saw it last night. And then I watched it, and I was on the edge of my seat. I don't know how anybody couldn't have been.
I love the headline on the back page of the New York Post. There's no tying in baseball.
Yeah, well,
that's very good.
Yeah, that's true.
I was complaining about the home run derby the night before because it was just too convoluted. There was so much going on. I didn't really understand the rules. It's real easy to understand
exactly.
The rules. You get three swings, make them count, you know, and then you win or, you know, you win. That's it. I love it. I love it, and I love the fact that we got, like, a really awesome weapon at doing this.
Yeah, and
Kyle Schwarber. And maybe that even improves his chances of getting on to my top five athletes.
Right,
the
guy who John with
years.
The shocking revelation this morning that Kyle Schwarber might be on his top five list.
It's crossing my mind. Like, why aren't we considering him?
Because he just hasn't been here that long. I mean, he's been here 4 years.
He hasn't won it all.
I know, but
hasn't
you got to look at the body of work. He has won. He won a World Series in Chicago.
But you would consider how would you consider him over Bryce Harper or Zach Wheeler, John? That's insane.
I think he's more the leader of this team. And I think I
he's
love,
having a better season than Harper this year.
I agree with John on that. He's a better leader. But if you're just going to go with the 4 years, after 2004, McNabb kind of tailed off.
Yeah, but he was still here for a decade.
No, he was still here.
Still
but
made the playoffs like multiple times and went to a conference championship game in
08. The following year, played 10 the year after that. But I don't think he had his greatest years 2005 before.
Yeah, sure. 2004 definitely when he was at his best. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But want to know, would any current athlete be on your top five list
Embiid?
Of athletes in Philadelphia over the last 25 years?
Yeah. I almost put Embiid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Devin.
Embiid. He wouldn't be in my top 15.
We would have had
15.
To stage an intervention.
What's crazy is like when you're, so you mentioned you listed all Eagles. I did, because I called into the Midday Show yesterday when they were just doing Eagles. So I did an Eagles list and a regular. The Eagles list is so hard, as is the Phillies, where the Sixers,
it would be
hard to fill out.
It would be hard to not put him on the Sixers.
Right. If you just do Sixers, it's Iverson and Embiid, and then it's kind of like.
Maxey, third?
Maybe.
Yeah. Ben
but
Simmons, does he have to be on there by default?
I
honestly
hope not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it's kind of crazy just the difference in
it really
the
is.
Teams.
Yeah, so you want to get in 215-592-9494. Would any current athlete be on your top five list? None would for me. Even Lane Johnson, Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper, none of those guys would be on my list. Would they be for you? And also, we
Jalen.
Will continue to talk about the also Jalen Hurts. Yeah, Jalen Hurts wouldn't
be
on for me.
Everyone's list. Well, he's the leader of the Super Bowl winning team and he's going to go take us and win more.
Well, we have a lot to get into, and we'll get to Jalen coming up in a little bit here because there's been more discussion about him, obviously ranked number 9 on that survey that ESPN put out the other day. So get the people are saying about Jalen Hurts, and also an interesting conversation that I was having on the afternoon show yesterday. So we'll get to that as well. 215-592-9494. Talkative Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. This is the morning show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. You want to get in 215-592-9494 is how you join in. Talking a lot about the All-Star game so far. If you didn't stay up, you missed it late last night. You missed a hell of a finish. American League ties the game down to their final out. But they go to a swing-off, the NL wins, on the back of Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber, the MVP. And that's leading us to the question, would any current Philadelphia athlete be in your top five over the last 25 years? Midday Show putting this together. Joe Giglio sent out a mass email yesterday asking us for our top five athletes. John said last night, that was the moment, makes him consider Kyle Schwarber potentially being in the top five. Now, again, I think that's absolutely insane. I love Kyle Schwarber. great player here, to be in the top five over the last 25 years, even to be in the top 15 for Kyle Schwarber, that's
Kyle
outrageous.
Look,
outrageous.
It does feel more and more crazy. I mean, maybe I was caught up in the moment at the time, because when I really examine it now, and in comparison to the other players he would be displacing, you know, now that my list is really finalizing, what it comes down to at number five is it Schwarber or Brian Dawkins?
Right.
You know,
I would have Brian Dawkins there.
It feels like Brian Dawkins needs to stay.
And I think as well, as you look at this, would Bryce Harper be on your list? Would Zach Wheeler be on your list? Jalen Hurts, any of these current athletes?
Sure.
I don't have any of them. Well, I think when you look back at the last 25 years,
talkative, but you're just not very nice.
There have been a hell of a lot of great athletes come through here. So would any current Philadelphia athlete be on your top five list? One of the things we're talking about today, we will get into some more things from the All-Star game last night that were pretty interesting, but we do have a side topic today, guys, and our side topic today off of Will Ferrell, whose birthday is today. Obviously, I would say one of the most notable funny people in recent history, probably we're talking the last 25 years, is Will Ferrell the funniest person of the last 25 years?
When was the last hit he had, like funny hit?
That's a good question.
He had a string for a while. It was great.
Yeah.
Anchorman 2.
I never saw Anchorman 2. Step Brothers was hilarious. I remember seeing that in theaters.
Elf.
That's a classic as well.
I think he, for my money, he applies to my taste. Like I think he's the funniest.
I would say he's top five of the last quarter century for sure.
Absolutely. I think I could just sit there and he wouldn't even have to say anything. I could just look at Will Ferrell. He might
even
not even be awake.
Cameos in movies are funny.
Well,
Wedding Crashers. Yeah. Exactly.
Who's on your funny quarter century team? Top five.
Are you asking me or Tom?
Man, that's a
no. I'm saying we're
Danny McBride.
We're doing sports quarter century team.
Well, we don't
want to
give away all the answers here, Buzz.
Devin said top five quarter century.
To throw out. Because our side topic today is who or what is funny. Buzz wants us to give away all the answers right now.
I think we should.
What are we doing?
Will Ferrell, Danny McBride.
You know who wouldn't make it? Not to be a hater for me, Adam Sandler.
Really?
Not my kind of humor.
So I guess you're not excited for Happy Gilmore 2, which is being promoted like crazy?
I mean, of all Adam Sandler movies, Happy Gilmore is probably like one of my, like if I had to choose favorites, that would be up there. I liked The Waterboy, Mr. D. His humor is just way too slapstick, like way too like
10-year-old
boy.
You really have to suspend your just brain to watch it.
Yes, obviously.
Yes.
But it's...
I don't like
watching
that.
The
you
Water
do for
Boy
Happy Gilmore. Adam Sandler movie, like Billy Madison, is a ridiculous premise. For
it
me.
Is. But it's hilarious to me.
It
and
is.
It takes me back. And watching The Waterboy, that is one of the very few movies that I cannot control laughing aloud while watching it. I can't stop myself. Normally, I don't feel compelled to laugh when something is, you know, on a TV screen. I don't know why. It just doesn't translate to me like interacting with the TV or with the, you know, the film screen.
Mm.
Waterboy was different, man. Waterboy just took me to that next level of hilarity.
There you go.
I couldn't control it. Infantile, though. Like, it's so dumb.
There's a place for infantile humor.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And Will Ferrell's humor, I would say, is infantile. But our side topic today.
Maybe that's my style.
Who or what is funny? And I'll just throw out mine. And this is something I don't even know if I'd really find funny anymore. But I remember when I saw this movie at the time, I thought it was like the funniest thing I've ever seen was Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh my God.
When I saw that movie for the first time, it's just so awkward and ridiculous.
I don't like awkward humor. That's my problem. I've never been a fan.
Yeah, that one is very awkward. It's very weird. I could envision myself watching it today and being like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This is not funny at all.
I really enjoyed it.
But I thought it was hilarious at the time. What would
it
you have, John?
It felt uncomfortable. I like that uncomfortable humor thing, that whatever
really?
They did. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me with you. Who or what is funny?
Danny McBride, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was going to go somewhere else, but I keep spouting out Danny McBride, and so I feel like I've taken him off the board for myself. He's amazing. I don't know if you watched Eastbound and Down.
Righteous Gemstones.
If you watch Righteous Gemstones, yeah, he's just so it's a similar humor to Will Ferrell, where they both are so unaware of their own stupidity, like, and that's what's funny.
So, he's hilarious in Pineapple Express.
Oh, he's hilarious in everything. Yeah, and he's just I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. Well, what do you have, Rhea, for what's funny?
Nate Bargatze, stand-up comic.
Okay. Oh, I actually think I'm seeing him with my brother.
You will love him. I saw him when he was here in Philadelphia. His on SNL, his portrayal of George Washington.
So funny.
I've seen it like 50. It's a clip. You could go on it's TK so and watch it. He's got really a dry sense of humor and absolutely brilliant.
He used to come on Artie's show.
Oh, really?
A lot. And now on Waze, it's Nate Bargatze.
Like, really?
His voice is telling me to turn right. I couldn't believe it.
I'm not going
to
lie to you.
Sit right.
You have no clue.
I couldn't. Well, I've heard the name. I couldn't tell you what he looks like. Like, I
you would recognize him probably if you.
Like, okay. Really?
When you watch like the George Washington clip, you will probably.
I don't even know the George Washington thing you're talking
about. It's from SNL, I think. Right.
He talks about the laws he's going to establish in, you know, the new land.
Okay.
But he's portraying that he's George Washington.
Okay. Right? Well, I'll have to check that out. Devin,
he's
what do you got?
So dry.
My favorite actor who says, wow, in everything, Owen Wilson. Love him.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. And Buzz, what do you have an answer?
Big surprise here, Larry David.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Hey,
Buzz has watched two shows in the history of his entire life.
Both were written by Larry David.
We tried doing, now Buzz and I hosted the morning show together on 4th of July. And, you know, there was no hammer that day. So we did Beat the Buzz, which Buzz was very eager to do. So we did basic TV trivia, just not Seinfeld or Curb, like in recent history. Yeah. Buzz went 0-5. It was terrible. It was a total flop.
I found my lane and I stick to it.
Yeah. Awesome. And like job. That's 25 going on like 50 with that. I don't even know if
that kind of humor. 27, yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, Buzz is like a 50-year-old man trapped in a 27-year-old's body.
Oh, no.
Humor wise.
And John's the opposite.
Strictly
John's
humor-wise.
Like a 15-year-old boy trapped in a 50-year-old man's body. Yeah, I don't know if you're 50, John, but
it hurts.
I'm sorry if I age you a little bit.
How old am I? Holy cow. 1974.
Okay. 51. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Really? I honestly, I don't know how old I am.
You're definitely over 50.
This is a bit. You know how old you are.
We all made you nice videos when you turned 50. So
I stopped counting at 50. So
I wasn't asked to do a video for your 50th birthday. Now I'm offended.
50. I'm 50 right now.
Okay.
Well, per Wikipedia, you are currently 50.
we have to look up Wikipedia to determine John's age. When's your birthday?
September 4th,
yeah,
1974.
50. You're 50. Congratulations, John.
So the Wilson brothers. You know the Wilson brothers, Luke and Owen.
Yes.
Your funny Owen.
I love Owen Wilson.
Don't you think their names seem like they're switched?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like,
what?
Shouldn't
they do?
Luke be Owen?
Luke looks
and
like Owen.
Be Luke?
Yes.
Yeah. Owen, they look completely different, first of all. Like, they do not look like brothers.
They do look exactly alike. What are you talking about?
I think they look related. I don't think they look exactly alike.
Maybe they look like
cousins
or something. But, man, they got the names messed up. They should have just swapped those names.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't get what you're saying at all. Devin seems to know exactly what you're talking about.
I actually made that mistake the other day because Owen Wilson is in this new show, like golf.
The golf show, Swing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
yes.
We're watching it, and I called him Owen. And I mean, no.
That
I
is
called
Owen.
Him Luke. I called him Luke because I feel like they should be swapped.
I feel the same way. Yeah. I have to look up probably like every 2 months. Which one's which? Because my intuition keeps pushing me back to, you know, the long-haired dude guy is Luke.
Wow.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, give us something. Who or what is funny? That is our side topic today. In addition, the All-Star stuff we're talking about and the top five. Would any current Philadelphia athlete be in your top five over the last 25 years? Let's get started on the phones. Go to Andy in Deptford. What's up, Andy?
Yo, morning team. We love, we hot. How's everybody doing?
We're great, Andy. We're great. What's going on?
Yo, man, big shout out to Fritz and the camera, you know, on this off time, you know, giving us some content with this whole athlete challenge. But Richie, man.
Have you been following the escapades? Like, do you feel like you could compete, Andy?
I would crush both of them. But here's the deal, Richie.
I feel like I could, too.
You got to get on board.
I think we all could.
Richie, you got to get on board with your co-host, okay? Because here's the deal, right? I was probably Team Fritz, right, but when this whole thing started.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the baseball thing, a scholarship athlete baseball, 47-year-old guy competing, right? He ain't win, but he's competing. But when Fritz wins, you got Hype Man Flavor Flav, Spike Eskin running on that field like it was Game 7 of the World Series, arms up, Tug McGraw.
Oh,
I mean, man. Like, you know, like, Richie, you got to
that infuriated you a little bit?
Fair point.
You got to get behind your guy. I mean, you know, Ike's calm, cool, and collected, smooth. Ike just walks on the field, you know what I mean, congratulates his co-host. Mm-hmm. But Flavor Flav, man, you, Richie, like, come on, man.
Here's
come
the on, problem. Andy, I am not behind Joe's belief that he is an incredibly gifted athlete, that he is a better athlete than this, you know, how many years younger are we talking? Is it
John?
16 years younger?
You nobody's behind that belief, my man. But here's the deal. You got to support your coworker. When you got all these other people playing him, coming at him constantly, right? But he won golf when he probably shouldn't have won that, right? He had no shot in baseball, but he competed. And you got to get behind that. You can't let the clowns, the Flavor Flaves of this universe, you know what I'm saying, take shots at your boy when you're standing on the sideline. Get behind him.
I got you. What do you got on the top five, right, Andy?
I'll consider what you're saying.
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta consider though. My hope is that he would be discouraged by doing all of this, and he would see, man, maybe I need to change the way I eat. Maybe I need to change the way I live, the way I keep myself healthy.
I think Andy makes a fair point. We'll get into that. What do you got on the top five, Andy?
As far as with the top five goes, I mean, I heard your 4 at 4 last night. There's no way you can leave Jalen Hurts off a top five list. Hardest position ever played in sports. And he won us the Super Bowl. I mean, come on, man. People talking about putting Jason Kelce on the top five, a center. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, but, I mean, let's not forget, when he was gone, we won the Super Bowl the next year with Cam Jurgens. So, I mean,
it's a good point.
Come on. You got to get Hurts in the mix. I mean, that's undeniable. And you got to have five in there, too. People love to hate on five. Let's not forget, before five, the Eagles were irrelevant. He made us a relevant team here. And come on, Rhea, stop hating on five. You love hating on five.
No, the Eagles were nothing before five.
The mid to late 90s were brutal. They were brutal.
You people are acting like the Eagles didn't exist until McNabb and Rhea came here.
They did exist,
and it's simply not true.
They weren't winning. They existed, but they were not a perennial playoff Super Bowl contender until five got there and gave them a chance every year. Five is a Hall
Andy,
of Fame
I've said that on this list. Up until what Jalen Hurts started doing, what he's done with the Super Bowl, I thought Donovan was the greatest quarterback in the history of the Eagles. I have no issue with that. All I'm saying is I push back on the notion that the Eagles weren't relevant before Andy and Donovan got here. That's my argument.
So let me push back to you. You think they were relevant with the Coy, the Ty Detmers, the Ronnie?
No,
I didn't say that.
Andy, if you were listening to me earlier, I said the Eagles began to be relevant when Dick Vermeil came here. Buddy tapped into a ridiculous passion that was here, although they never won. I don't push back on the notion that Donovan, up until Jalen, was the greatest quarterback in the history of the team.
I feel you on that, but how many years was it between Buddy and them winning? What, almost a decade? Like, come on,
yeah,
Ray.
It was a good long gap. Andy, what do you have for what's funny? What's funny?
What's funny? Watching Joe DeCamera run.
There you go.
That is funny. As someone who was there, it is funny looking.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the video, but I did see a still photo. It was an awkward
form.
We see
it every Friday when he does the beat the hammer, and he goes to another section, and then when he runs back – It is. Devin, is it not the most awkward thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, it's pretty unathletic looking. Yeah. Doesn't inspire a ton of confidence if you're Team Joe. Again,
we're not giving Joe a great shot in the running competition, I
would.
Oh, God.
No.
He's got no chance.
No.
He has zero chance.
No matter
how far or near that distance is, he won't win.
Well, when we get back, we do need to address this, because I don't like agreeing with Andy, but I do agree with him a little bit with the support of Joe. So we'll get to that when we return, and see whether you are reacting and handling this whole situation appropriately. So we'll get into that as well. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Top five athletes last 25 years. Would any current Philadelphia athlete be on your list? One of the things we're talking about. Also, with the All-Star game, Kyle Schwarber wins the MVP. I thought that was fun. I would legitimately replace extra innings with the Home Run Derby. I thought that was really cool. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. We'll get to some other observations from the All-Star game as well. And coming up as well in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll get to some more sound regarding Jalen Hurts, where he stands among NFL quarterbacks. So a lot to get into in the next hour of the show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. This is The Morning Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We